Everybody is saying, well, so many new folks come into the hobby, and they're told, especially if they've gone through some training on maybe an 8-week course, 6-week course on a technician training and things, and they're told by the instructor, you know, what to get, because a lot of people don't know what to get. And it usually comes down to an HT. And I don't know that the instructor goes far enough to say, now, the HT is a beginner. What you want to do once you get down the road and get some financially set, you want a stronger radio, a base radio, a mobile radio on a base even. You know, I actually, I actually refer to HTs as girly radios. So, because we have a discussion all the time on Wednesday nights on the Long Kentucky Repeater with a net they have. It's called the Little Event. Starts at about 7:45, goes about 8:30, and then move over to another 220 repeater that doesn't have Echolink All-Star, and that's called the Big Event. I don't get on that one, but a lot of those people down there in Kentucky are talking to that repeater on HT because they're close. They don't need a big radio. I said, well, the question I always have for them, I said, what if I want to talk to you on Simplex? How are we going to do it? And they scratch their head. They said, well, we don't know. I said, yeah, okay. So just a suggestion and a question for you to get them to think about it. So anyways, the instructor needs to go further and describe some of the other radios out there that the technician should try to get. And 50 watt is a good number. Anyways, yeah, these things got to be available. Sometimes not available. You can get on Walmart, where I suggested you go find these, and they don't show any because they sell them all out. And they go, you know, they buy pallets and stuff. I think there's about 200 radios on a pallet, I think, what I've heard. Coming in from China, of course. So we had a problem with that there for a while, but now I don't think it is. But so it's just something to look into, check out. Other people have gone with my suggestions, and they picked one up, and they give me thanks all the time for leading them to that radio because they're having fun with it. They enjoy it. So there's that, I guess. WISA. Remember, you got to have an antenna worthy. So it all fits together if you can do it and have the capabilities to do it. So the only thing I do is try it out and see if it works. If not, take everything to Hamvention and sell it. If you don't like it, they're over.